morning, everyone. It's Lorraine Pirahi here from Relaunch Your Life and founder of the Baby Boomer Business Owners Facebook group. And today for our coffee chat, we have with us Sue Glasser. Sue's a professional organiser from Paper Clippo. And she's sharing with us about her story, how she's come all the way from South Africa to Australia, and she's gone from chaos to calm. So welcome, Sue.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me along.
Oh, it's been a pleasure. And, well, it will be a pleasure, won't it? so, Sue, you must have had a very interesting background and an interesting journey to finally end up in Australia. So can you tell us more about, you know, where you've come from and a couple of things that have happened along the way?
Yeah, of course. Well, so of course that's why the accent, of course, because I'm South African, and we've actually been living here for 16 years. It was on Christmas Day last year, so yeah, and loving it, and we're very happy to be here. So we left South Africa in 1999, and we decided we wanted to come to Australia for a safer life for ourselves and particularly for our children. Unfortunately, it's a wonderful country, but it's not a safe country anymore, and we wanted to do the right thing. So they say immigration is one of the top three things that are most difficult in life, along with death and divorce. So it's not an easy thing to do. And, you know, there's a lot of immigrants in Australia, so they all understand that. And so it was a big decision, but we've never looked back, which is a good thing. So the chaos side of it, I think, comes from, obviously from the chaos point of view, is that, you know, we were coming from a place that wasn't safe. So we wanted to get out of that chaos, and we'd had already two in-home robberies, which means we were actually at home at the time in the middle of the night, and it was really stressful. And we were really not happy to stay there anymore, and we moved on. So that's from that side of the chaos. And on the other side of chaos was that I was not always an organized person. So the disorganization was chaos as well. So that's why I called it from chaos to calm, because I've moved from that to where I am now today.
We are now, So you came to Australia, and then you sort of decided to set up a business, or you ended up working for someone. How did it work for you originally when you came?
Well, I've always had my own businesses, whether it was in South Africa or here. And in South Africa, my background is actually marketing and advertising. And when I had my daughter 23 years ago, I started my own advertising consultancy, which I ran for 7 years before we immigrated. So that was great. And I did, along with that, I did some personal development training as a business as well. And then I actually even invented a product while I was there.
What was that?
It was called Kids Identification Band, So it was called Kids ID. Yeah, right now that's become really popular. You know how they wear the bands when you go to concerts and all that kind of thing?
Yes.
But 20 years ago, or 16 years ago, or whatever it was, that wasn't around. And I had actually come to visit Australia, and with my two young kids, we were 5 and 3 or something at the time, and I was so stressed because thinking about if they had got lost in another country, they might know their phone number, which you teach and drum into them, but nobody could phone us if we weren't in the country that we lived in. So I developed a product, which was a band that kids could use, and you could write your phone number on, and that if they got lost, people could, you know, contact you. And, and it just developed from there, and I, in fact, sold that business before I immigrated, which was really good. So really exciting, isn't it? Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Absolutely.
And she's grown it now into a really large business, because now that whole thing with bands has come in, you know, into play for so many different things. So she's done really well, which is wonderful.
Fantastic. So how did you get into what you're doing now?
So having my own business has always been something I've really enjoyed, and I'm lucky enough to be disciplined enough, I suppose, to work from home. And I think that's an important part of running a business from home. And, yeah, so what happened is, background was marketing, but my passion has always been stationery, and I love stationery.
Yeah.
So, and my office was very disorganized, and papers were everywhere, and I was very frustrated. My favorite store was Kiki K, of course, and they had all these amazing products and beautiful things for offices, but I didn't know how to use them. And, you know, you can't have the right, you know, as long as you've got the tools, if you don't have a system, you're not organized, and I needed to learn how to use those tools.
Yes.
So I went off to a Kiki K workshop one night, and they presented the workshop, which was actually based on Paper Flow. And once I realized it was based on Paper Flow, and I read the Paper Flow book, I was amazed, changed my office, changed my attitude towards this organization, and realized that it's something you can actually learn. And you don't have to be, as I say, born with an organizing gene to get organized. You can actually learn how. And once I realized how simple it was, I thought, this is it. I need to show other people how to do this. If I can, anybody can. And I approached Marianne Benny, who wrote the books, Paper Flowing From Stuff Disordered. And long story short, timing was perfect and, you know, trained in her systems. And now, you know, I have my own business and I'm licensed to show people those systems as well as anything else in organizing as an organizer.
I was going to say, that's great. And what was really interesting, you know, like I know Marianne, and she too has a marketing background. So it just goes to show, and like you have too. So it just goes to show we all need to know how to, we need to learn how to market, because you could have the best product or service, but if no one knows about you, that's not going to work. And if you don't know about marketing, you've got to get the help. It's just like you needed the help to get yourself organized. You sought that help out.
Exactly. And that's the thing you do. You know, you've got to let people know about what you do. And I always say it's like winking in the dark. Only you know what you're doing. So you need to let people know.
Yeah, I like that, winking in the dark.
Yeah. So you need to let people know.
Yeah. So tell me some. So that's all that is sort of the general stuff. What you know, getting to the age of 50, what have been some of your, what do you think have been sort of the trials and tribulations? Because it's all nice to hear all the positive stuff, but what sort of things have you really, you know, the big things you've had to overcome to get to where you've got to, do you think?
Well, I think as an immigrant, the hardest part is that you go back 10 years, pretty much, in your life, you know, like financially and, you know, in general. So, you know, people live in a country their whole life. They've developed their connections and their networks, and they've been to school with people. They've been, you know, in business with people. They've worked with people. So they've built their connections over all those years. And when you're coming into a new environment like that, you know, you don't have those connections. So you've got to start from scratch. And then also you could have had an amazing business running, or you could have, you know, had an amazing job. But really your experience from another country is not, really doesn't count, you know, on your resume, Matt, because people, you know, they need to see what you've done in Australia. So I think that's one of the biggest challenges, is overcoming that and building those networks all over again and finding those friendships. And, you know, because people who live in a country are not looking for new friendships. You know, they've already developed their friendship circle and their business circle and their network. So it's quite hard to break into, you know, those circles. And I think that's one of the biggest challenges as an immigrant.
Yeah, but
for
you
me,
know
I
what?
I thought that was one of the biggest challenges.
Yeah, and also, too, that can also be a great big strength for you. And it stops you from being complacent, because you go out there and you go and network and you make shit happen, right? Whereas a lot of people...
I agree.
You know, you're hungrier.
Yes.
Yeah, because you're hungrier. Yeah. You're hungrier
and you
make it.
So you need to get out there and make it happen. You need to get confident and go networking, because how else is it going to happen, you know?
Yeah. So if you were to share your top 3 to 5 tips for, you know, your words of wisdom, what would they be for business and life in general?
Okay, well, I think mine, it's generally about the whole organizing thing, but I think that it relates to life in general as well. But my first and most important thing I think about being organized is that it's not about perfection. And when people come to terms with that and realize that they don't have to have a perfect system and a perfect looking area to be organized, that it's really just about finding what you need when you need it, then things change. Because if you pursue perfection, it is never going to be a reality. But if you really just start working on it and making sure that you've got places for things and that, you know, you can find it when you need it, that is the answer. So that's my first one.
It's not about perfection,
Not about perfection. The second one is simplicity is key. So I believe that unless something is simple, people don't stick with it.
Agree.
It's like dieting or whatever else that you're doing. People, you know, if it becomes complicated and hard, then people give up. So simple systems are the way to go, and that's why, for me, these work, and that's why, you know, obviously I took it to the next step, because I believe that this is the way to go, because it's simple enough for me to maintain. And I think that's important.
Yeah, I agree.
And then number 3, I think that when people are starting to declutter or organize themselves, they get really stressed about how to move things on or throw away or let go, they use those words, which I always find are quite negative. So I use the word release, and I say, you know, if you say release, it sounds much more, you know, less stressful than letting go. And when you are trying to release things, there's actually really only two decisions that need to be made, and one is to keep it, and the other is to release it. Those are the two things. So you pick up something and say, am I going to keep it or am I going to release it? And in order to make that decision, there are three questions you need to ask. And that is, do I use it? Do I need it? And do I love it?
Mm-hmm.
And the answer to those three questions will make the decision whether you keep or release. And it's really just those three things you need to know, and you can start moving things out of your environment.
And that goes for people. That goes for people too in your life.
I know, that's so funny. Whenever I talk about this in my workshops, people say, "Oh, so does that relate to family?" I always say, "No, I'm not getting involved in that part of it." But do I use it? Do I need it? Do I love it? Okay, maybe not. Kick it up.
Yeah. Absolutely. That's great. So, okay.
And
so we've got three tips. Yeah, or five.
Three. I've got five actually.
Okay,
so
you keep going.
The next one is what I spoke about earlier with Alan, and I think this is one of the biggest ones because people do see an overwhelming job just too big. They don't know where to start, and that's where their biggest problem is. Where do I start? So they walk into a room, and it's just chaos, and they walk out again thinking, I don't know where to start. And
yep.
I believe that every big job is really only a lot of little jobs put together, little bite-sized pieces. And if you do them one bit at a time, even as a timing thing, like 8 minutes on each like pile of filing or 8 minutes, you know, in a cupboard or, you know, 8 minutes of deleting emails, for example, you're able to take control. And as you start seeing a difference and making, you know, change, it's so much easier to do and it becomes so much less overwhelming. And, you know, that's a very important thing, to do things in small bite-sized pieces.
Yes.
Yeah. And okay. I think my last and probably the most important one is that you have to schedule time to maintain being organized. And if you don't schedule time to deal with your paperwork regularly or organize or schedule time to do anything in life, you know, you can't get it done. So you've got to focus on it and treat it with some respect and put it into your diary as an appointment that's as important as going to the doctor or seeing a client.
Love it. That's fantastic, Sue. Yeah, that's great, Sue. And that's right, little bits, bite-sized pieces, scheduling the time to make shit happen. Yeah?
That's it. Yeah, exactly.
Love it.
They, you know, go perfectly together, Lorraine.
Yeah, I know. if anyone would like to get in contact with you, how would they do that?
I'd love to hear from them. I have my website, which is www.paperclippo.com.au. So my business is Paperclip Professional Organizers, so it's Paperclip PO. And the email is info@paperclippo.com.au. And my Facebook page is just under my name, Paperclip Professional Organizers. And I'd love to connect.
I'm sure you would, and I'm sure there'd be people on the call who would definitely value the services that you have. Just remember, when you're in business or anything in life, you can't do it all on your own, and you wouldn't even want to try. You just burn yourself out and head down that road to failure, trying to work everything out for yourself, because it just doesn't happen. You can't do it all and know everything. Fast track your results and get the right help you need. I mean, you work with one of my clients. He had all this shit going on and going on, and I said, look, you've got to get the help you need here. This is never going to happen, and you keep saying and putting it off, and then they got you in there, and then you sorted out all the crap and that, and now they're on their way. They've got systems in place and something to follow, and freed them up in their life. So
I think they feel very differently about things now, which is wonderful, and that's why I love what I do.
Yeah, good on you too.
Because it's so wonderful to be able to like move forward, you know, and let that stuff go and you know, move forward. And
it's about letting go and moving forward, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Sue. Thank you for being on
today's call.
And if anyone needs to make contact with Sue, just go to her website, paperclippo.com.au, correct?
Yep, that's it.
Yeah, and And that's about it for today. So this is Lorraine Pirahi from Relaunch Your Life and the Baby Boomer Business Owners Facebook group. If you need to make contact with me, or you're quite welcome to, it's lorraine@relaunchyourlife.com.au. Thank you very much, and thank you, Sue.
Thanks for having me.